This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia, of course, is a city rich with black history. Public memorials, though, are rare. It took until the year 2017 for the city to erect its first statue of a black person, the 19th century activist Octavius Caddo. Schools are some of the public spaces and places where the names of prominent black Philadelphians are remembered. On this first day of Black History Month, WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arend tells us the lesser-known story behind one of those names.
This is a story about Richard Wright, but not that Richard Wright. The famed author of Native Son and other celebrated novels has plenty of public tributes. It's just that Richard R. Wright Elementary School in North Philadelphia isn't one of them.
I generally just get people who are just unaware of the name, period.
Janine Payne is the school's principal and says most of the people she meets don't know about Richard R. Wright.
And I think this is unfortunately the case in a lot of schools that are named after individuals that are not, like, forefront prominent.
The story of Richard R. Wright starts in Georgia, where he was born into slavery in 1855. In Georgia, he'd stay for the next 65 years, becoming a high-ranking military officer and the first president of the college that became Savannah State. So why is he honored hundreds of miles away in Philadelphia? His granddaughter Ruth told archivists at the University of Kentucky that the saga began at a bank.
In a bank called the Citizens and Southern Bank of Savannah.
One day, Wright's daughter was insulted and accosted by a white teller simply for asking that she be addressed by her last name.
Nobody could do anything about firing that, or even reprimanding that teller. So my grandfather, I think, he began to start thinking.
His thoughts led to Philadelphia, where his son was already living. Wright joined them, and they decided to form their own bank for black homeowners and businesses in 1921. They called it Citizens and Southern. And they formed it at a critical time in the history of black Philadelphia, says historian Yonakin Smucker from Westchester University.
Here, home ownership was a big part of black identity during that era.
The black population was booming as people left the rural South for industrial jobs in northern cities. Many of these newcomers during the so-called Great Migration aspired to own homes, but had to overcome discriminatory lending practices.
So a bank like Citizens and Southerns is so distinct in that it gives that capital and allows families to achieve this sort of middle-class stability, including these families that are coming from the South.
Smucker says Philadelphia developed a reputation for black homeownership that stood out nationally.
And that was really only possible because they had a lender.
Banking turned out to be just the start of the Wright family's local legacy. Ruth Wright Hare, who you heard earlier, became a pioneering educator, Philly's first black high school teacher in 1946, and later,
first black principal. She became superintendent. She served as the president of the school board eventually. And so she has an enormous legacy.
It's a legacy not lost on Janine Payne, herself a black female school principal.
I've just found that there are just a lot of connections for me.
Payne's father graduated from Savannah State, where Richard Wright was president. She's an alum of Penn, just like Ruth Wright Hare. And she decided to add a little banner in the school's lobby just so people know which Richard Wright the school is named after.
It's got his picture, and it's just got a few bullet points of those digestible points that I think people can take away.
It's her small tribute to a story few would recognize, but a legacy that left its mark on Philadelphia. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.